So I think Jefferson just also indicates that, you know, what is also responsible for this antidote report, that we all have to not apply the way we as a federal response not apply it. But the antidote report as a whole, it harmonizes all the antidoting policies, sets the rules, sets the regulations, you know, within the sports organization, and allows its partners to grow, you know, so that there's uniformity trust as much as anti-doping. And Jefferson, if you look at SAIDS, is our national anti-doping agency. So every country, either the government takes its responsibility for it, or they have anti-doping, national anti-doping agencies who actually monitor and ensure all aspects of doping control within the sporting space. And I would like Jefferson to also elaborate if she has anything more to say. On the other issue, Jefferson Bulobeko, as I spoke yesterday, I did indicate that, you know, in submitting details of persons who should be part of making submissions, we were given a list by SESCOM themselves, the list of all the federations, the confederations. So we have submitted that list to the portfolio committee, so that as we proceed with hearings, you know, key and relevant federations, especially those who already made comments when the bill went out for ourselves after it came from the chief state organizer, federations did make comments on that, and we submitted those comments as well to the secretary.
For this reform of the connection to the trade, we cannot take our already from the our legal advice. I'm seeing two hands. I'm seeing Adelia Arnold and our music speaker. Let me start by the first hand, Arnold.
Good morning, Chair, and good morning to all members for us on our platform this morning. Thank you, Chair. Miss Clayton correctly summarized what has happened before with regards to the bill. And yesterday I was had an opportunity to read through SAIDS's submission. And I thought I'd just also add on to what Ms. Clayton has provided us. So what had happened is that the bill had gone to the chief state law advisor, and it was certified and sent to Parliament. And what SAIDS is telling us is that, yes, we have a bill, and the bill is attempting to ensure compliance with the WADA International Code. However, there are still outstanding aspects which we as the committee need to consider in order to bring our introduced bill in line with our international code. There are a number of amendments, and one of it is to the definitions, to section 10, section 11, but the bulk of it is section 17, and that is the appeals committee. So SAIDS is telling us, yes, we have a bill, and there is an attempt in the bill to bring it in line with our international obligations, but we need to pay specific attention to section 17, because as it stands, we might not yet have reached that standard that to ensure international compliance to our obligations. Now, as you know, we obviously be going to solicit more inputs from the various stakeholders. Our advocates will be opening right on, and we will receive more input from the public. And we, as a committee, we will rightly go through with it, we will interrogate everything. And as we deliver everything, we will receive know, the suggested proposed amendments, and included in that proposed amendment could possibly be an amendment to Section 17, for example, of the Act, and we will do that through a list. We will capture those amendments, and we would then produce a bill, which hopefully we will be in compliance with our
issue. I'm suspecting it's now going on with the, what you called, with the other stakeholders, will be bearing in mind what we have read in the bill, assisted by the, our legal advisors, what we got even yesterday from the states, especially because of this section 10 and 11, and even themselves, the emphasis of Section 17, in order that we will submit the standards, which they were saying that this, we are not complying. So everyone now, anyone listening, will be bearing in mind what is expected of us, and thank you for that. I'm saying now that I don't see any other end. Can I keep saying that? Can I promise to see it in person?
Yes, yes, Chair. I'm quite comfortable with what it's assessed on this statement. We support the amendments, especially the adaptations to the bill that is forwarded by SAINS, and that we look for a speedy passing of the bill in Parliament.
Thank you. DDG, I want you to close. I've done already my closing remarks.
Thank you very much, Chairperson, for this issue. And thank you to the members as well for asking more pertinent questions around this group. I believe we all remain committed to ensuring that there is a speedy conclusion to a compliant piece of legislation in the interest of the sporting community, and also appreciation.
The community, all those stakeholders who have gotten interest, you get when you are coming and do your oral presentation. But the written submission will be allowed through the office of the chairperson to the committee. I thank you, the meeting is closed.
Mr. Madam Chair?
Yes, sir.
Just to remind committee members that tomorrow's meeting starts at 2.
Yes, yes, and often this meeting has reflected on what is expected to the members. So far, we've got one member who's having a double barrel of to be a member in two committees, which is attending fully. And it's Honorable Sibiya, and I've indicated in my opening remarks that Wednesdays caucuses are sitting. So, thank you that you must remind us, even myself, has forgotten that I had to reschedule my flight because this approval was very, very crucial and important. If now we ask that we must meet every now and then the next thing we don't address to everyone.
Thank you, Chair, and honorable members.
Thank you so much, President.
Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you to all. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you all. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you all.